Blog Talk Radio.
Friday night. As you can guess, I don't have a date. I pretty much thought I'd just stay inside and shut my mouth and avoid everything about this bad luck day. Been expecting a terrorist attack all day. Not sure that we're out of the woods yet, but the signs and portents are not good. But On the other hand, the raising of awareness, the raising of consciousness is proceeding with excellence. The American people are waking from a slumber, from a hypnotic state. And as we awaken others. And all across the world, people are awakening. And this is a difficult time because it's almost impossible to know what is the truth. It is fairly safe to assume that everything you hear or read is a lie, and you should doubt even what you see. But the level of confusion is disconcerting. We now live in a very unique time. It's not unique, it's not the only time, but it's a rare occasion when the people awaken and they realize that their civilization is evil and terrible and not worth preserving. And that the best thing the people can do for future generations is to destroy their own civilization. That's a tough pill to swallow. But you read about these things in the newspapers, or you know, hear it on the radio or see it on TV. And it's like, really? People are that bad? I never wanted to believe it. And it's not that people are bad. It's that bad people seek power. And so positions of power have become occupied by psychopaths, sociopaths, thieves, other unsavory characters who would not be able to do what they like to do without the power. You know, you have Larry Nassar, the the United States gymnastics coach or medical doctor, you know, physical therapist. He raped every girl that passed through his hands, every underage girl that he ever got a chance to get alone in a room. He raped them all and was hushed up for years. In Sacramento, the young man was shot in multiple times in the back and killed. The policeman could not identify what crime was being committed or why this human being was being hunted for murder. Sacramento is about to burst into riots. Sacramento is about to be on fire. Okay? And this is government. This is what government does. We see Andrew McCabe, the former deputy director of the FBI. He's in hot water. And by extension, so is James Comey, the former director of the FBI. Now, since neither of these individuals want to be completely destroyed, and ruined, and sent to federal penitentiary, they're going to have to point the finger at Loretta Lynch, the attorney general, criminal. Okay, out of these three, someone is going to jail. And all of this is connected to Hillary Clinton. They're keeping Barack Obama's name out of the newspaper. That tells me they're working on the case. They think they can flip Hillary. See, when they get Lynch in a vice, when they get Hillary in a vice, they got Obama's nuts in a vice. So we're about to see an entire former government that was voted out just over a year ago. These people are going to face criminal indictments. They were criminals. We called them out. We were threatened by the FBI. Some of us were killed, murdered by the FBI. Many of our people in prison right now for calling out corrupt cops, corrupt judges, mayors, federal bureaus and directors of bureaus calling these people out, you know, and they, the system of tyranny, it was so prevalent that the American people were ready to just rise up and kill the government. And then this guy, Donald Trump, comes along and he offered us an alternative to just killing all you fucking dirty scumbags. So we voted him in, and now you're trying to destroy Donald Trump. You're making death threats every day on television against Trump supporters. You are threatening our lives. You harass us at work. You harass us on the street. You initiate violence. You try to throw us in prison. Listen, you motherfuckers. We are going to kill you. We've been wanting to kill you for a long time. You should pray for Trump. You should praise Trump. He is what keeps us from killing you. Keep running your mouth. Keep acting aggressive and threatening, and you will be killed. We are proactive people. We are Americans. If you threaten my life, I will kill you. I'm not waiting for you to show up. You put a death threat. You say you're going to kill me. I'm going to show up first and kill you. Get it? That's how it works. You should be nice to people who hold your life in their hands. And your family is not safe. And nothing you treasure or love is safe. Because we can be extremely cruel in our vengeance. Hillary Clinton, sit down and shut up. Hillary Clinton, sit down and shut up. Nobody wants to hear you. Nobody likes you. Nobody wants anything you're selling. This is beyond your final warning. This is the Ace of Spades. I just threw the death card on you, bitch. That's a fucking order. Sit down and shut up. If you open your fucking mouth again, it won't have nothing to do with me. My alibi will be airtight. You've been told, and I'm telling you for the last time. We are in the midst of an attempted coup d'etat revolution in the United States. Part of this process is a massive disinformation campaign. The entire American people is now divided, and each side believing opposite and equally falsehoods, untruth, not true. So there is no reality. So this is the special part of what we're witnessing. The fabric of space-time is ripping. The simulacra, the simulated reality, was briefly triumphant. And it was so odious and worthless, degraded. And it reflected the inner soul of the ruling class. And the American people just vomited simultaneously. And that vomit rose into the form of a man and became Donald Trump. Donald Trump represents our absolute disgust and disdain and hatred for what has been done to our country, to our culture, and our language, what has been done to our children. That children are being marched in the streets to give belligerent words, cause of action, daring us to shoot them. We will shoot them if they actually come for our guns. Doesn't matter if they're children or little girls. Anyone who shows up for our guns or tries to take our guns in any way or diminishes our rights in any way will be killed. We've had enough. We have experienced the hybrid of Nazi Germany and Soviet Union. We hate it. We will kill anyone who is in our way. You're done. Run away. Leave the country. Leave the country now. Every time you speak, someone makes a specific plan to assassinate the speaker. Stop it now. If you want to live, it's over. Throw down your fucking guns. Throw your hands in the air, get on your knees, and put your hands behind your head. Surrender or die. We're done. And we don't trust the plan. And we don't follow cue. And we're not waiting for a green light. And we're not waiting for the RV. We're not waiting for any fucking thing. You take one more move in our direction and you get killed. Civil war. I told you, this is the Ace of Spades. This is the death card. And it's been thrown on the table. Yeah, I'm back. Call-in number is 516-387-1414. You want to be live on the air? You want to tell me what you're thinking about? 516-387-1414. This is the Ace of Spades radio show. The number one no bullshit talk radio show in the universe. I cannot be censored. I'm not on YouTube. I just saw Outlaw Morgan make $300 doing a live stream. He was just drinking moonshine, talking shit. It was funny. It was cool. All right? But they can turn him off or on as they please. Get it? That's the hook. I pay out of pocket for this show so I can tell you how I really feel. And I'm protected by the First Amendment and the Second Amendment. By the way, the Second Amendment is not just guns. to any type of weapon. And if you think I'm walking around unarmed, you never know what I might have up my sleeve. I might have 7 knives on me at any fucking time. Come play, little boys. David Hogg, all you little twiggy arms. Hit the bench press, boy. David Hogg talking shit. Drink a protein shake. Big-headed gray alien. 25 years old from Redondo Beach, California. 21 Jump Street at Parkland High School. What a joke. CNN, you suck. Stephen Colbert just called you out. CNN, fake news. You did a fake news on Stephen Colbert. Hey, guess what? Colbert just turned around. He said, you know what? Trump was right. Trump is right. Trump's a great president. Stephen Colbert apologized to President Trump. Money talks, bullshit walks. But blood seals the deal. Understand, this is how it goes. We're tired of your shit. Whatever you want to call yourselves. Liberals. The mainstream. Or whatever the fuck you are. Whatever you are tyrannical. You hate us for our very existence. Because we're not as good as you? What are you? What, you got a little more money than us? What the hell are you good for? Liberals. Oh, you live in the city. No, you don't. You live in the suburbs with a bunch of rednecks and Trump supporters. Watch your fucking mouth. In the most libtarded area in America, there's a Trump supporter out there with scars on his knuckles from knocking people out. You say the wrong thing, you're going to get knocked the fuck out. Also, black people. There's a bunch of faggots trying to represent your race. Homosexuals who take it up the ass. Faggots. And they're speaking in your name all day. How do you let this happen? What is that? You're letting these people call your whole race faggots? They're saying they speak for you? These homos? White people don't fall for that shit. We still beat the fuck out of a queer. We'll still curb stomp a queer. Or kill a transvestite. Goddamn right. We're sick of you. Now, if you would have just said, we love Trump. You guys are great. Regular Americans are fine people. We would have left you alone. But you're out here saying gay is the only way. You're saying white ain't right. You're saying give up your gun so a pack of faggots and communists can rule over you. Guys, it's too late for you. It's too late. There's no apology going to be accepted. You represent everything we hate. You're not going back in the closet. You go into the gas chambers. We don't like mouthy faggots. Stay in your little queer world and be a faggot with your little faggot friends. You don't tell us what to do. Unless you want to get your brains beat in with a baseball bat and left dead on the side of a road. We're not afraid of you. And all you weird cops, I don't know if you're liberal, communist, faggots, I don't know what you are. There's like a new kind of cop. Some kind of faggot commie cop. We ain't scared of you either. You got guns, we got guns. Suck my dick. Fuck you. All cops, back the fuck off. And if you think we think it's cool when you kill a black man, you're wrong. You're wrong. And we don't applaud you. And you're not heroes of our race, you Aryan Nations KKK cops. You disgust us. You make all white people look bad. And you want a fucking round of applause for shooting a black man? Fuck you. Stand alone, you little thin blue line. We're gonna watch it collapse. We've timed you. We've been watching you. We've been infiltrating you. We know how long it'll take for your line to collapse. It won't be 24 hours. Guys, it won't be 24 hours. And we also know how to kick chaos into motion in ways you don't even know about. And if you're a Marine and you join a police force, what the fuck are you doing? You've disgraced a bulldog. You took a shit in a ton tavern. A Marine is way better than a cop. Throw that badge on the ground and stomp on it, and then shoot it for good measure. The people. The people, we're here. We're not afraid. We're ready to fight. If you want to fight us, we'll fight you. We're not looking for a fight with you. But if you point a gun, you're going to get shot. Understand? You've unleashed the law of the jungle. You're shooting unarmed people. So now when we think someone might be a cop, might be weird, might want to shoot me, you get shot first. You blew it. You blew it. You broke the peace. You are the peace. You are the disturbers of the peace. You are not peace officers. You are disturbers of the peace. You are the aggressors. You are the violent ones. You are the killers. Your badge is disgraced. Respect? You want respect? I'll tell you what. Respect me enough to leave me the fuck alone. And I know damn well I'm not doing anything wrong. And if you stop me, if you pull me over, if you come to my door, I know you're a troublemaker. I know you're a troublemaker because I'm not doing anything wrong. So if you show up, that's your problem. Capiche? Sheriff, a candidate for sheriff in North Carolina said, some people have said, you'll take these guns from my cold, dead hands. And the sheriff goes, okay. So, yeah, and everybody laughed. Listen, sheriff, or whatever you are. Your officers will frag you. You're sending people into a death trap, into a fatal funnel, and an ambush. People will not surrender anything. Not our houses, not our lands, not our cattle, not our money. We surrender nothing to government. You are an outlaw government. You are rebel scum. We, the sovereign people, are reasserting our authority. You will fall under our command or you will die as rebels. Bullshit walks. You might want to tone down your rhetoric because revolution could start tonight or in the morning. I think you guys are about to get killed. Sacramento, I think the whole police department is about to be exterminated. I think the mayor is going to get killed. Too bad the governor won't. But it's all a piece of a puzzle. It's called tyranny. This is a tyrannical government. We reject you. We do not recognize your authority. We will not submit to you in anything. We will never submit to you in any way. You are the bitch. You will get fucked in the ass. We've had enough, and it's about to get ugly. Just as an aside, the Space Marines are back. Earthside, TR-3Bs, even more advanced craft, photon cannons, plasma cannons, tungsten rods dropped from space. We've got the weaponry. All governments of the world, you are completely surrounded and outgunned. Your nuclear weapons are ineffective. They've already been neutralized. If you dare to launch, that'll be the last thing you do. Now, the guns of policemen can also be melted by the application of a heat ray from above. The gun becomes so hot to touch. It's called a microwave. Yes, they have these aboard the TR-3B. Policemen, put down your fucking gun. If you ever point a gun at me, I'm going to shove it up your ass and shoot your balls off. Understand? We don't submit. We don't submit. You will submit to us, the people. We are the master. Well, if no one calls in, I'm just going to cut this thing short. The number is 516-387-1414. And I'm going to some music. Nobody calls in 5 minutes. The show's over. Bye.
Try to find my face again. Buried beneath this house, my spirit screams and dies again. Out back a monster wears a cloak of Persian leather. Behind the TV screen, I'm falling to my knees. I said, you got me where you want me. Deep, burn all the evidence of fabricated disbelief. Pull back the curtains, took a look into your eyes. My tongue has now become a platform for your lies. I said, you got me where you want me. Flushed by all the fallen leaves, a hand holds up the sky while shamefully I make my plea. The altars call them, but my legs won't seem to stand. Guess I'm a coward, scared to face the man I am. I said, you got me where you want me. You
$500 million.
$500 million.
A lot of millions of dollars.
Millions of dollars, yeah.
And
in debt property damage.
Right. Now, if justice were done, the FBI agent would be not only in jail but executed for murder in the first degree. And is the chief suspect in the attack upon the World Trade Center on September 11th, is not the chief suspect the individuals or individual agency that bombed the World Trade Center in 1993?
Based on what happened in 1993, the FBI not only knew in advance they were going to bomb the World Trade Center, they furnished ingredients for the bomb. Based on that, I would say that the FBI is the primary suspect, but also I think we have to consider the CIA. And the reason you have to consider the CIA is because when you skyjack four airplanes simultaneously with 19 skyjackers, that is no small operation. That took years to plan, number one, and hundreds of people had to know about it in advance. Now, our government, NSA, was monitoring bin Laden's phone calls in February 1998. Are you going to tell me for 1 minute that we didn't know about this in advance? The CIA had to know about it. The FBI.
Yeah, and I'm back, but I'm almost done. I'm almost done here and really don't care anymore. You're even afraid to call in the show. You're afraid to call in the show. All right. Put my dick on the bar right now. Far as I know, Muhammad Atta blew himself up at Hadera bus station in the Jezreel Valley in 1997. There was another two individuals named Muhammad Atta. One of them did an amphibious assault with a buddy of his on the Tel Aviv beach. Muhammad Atta shot dead, but not before he burst into the nightclub where my friends worked at the nightclub and are bartenders at that nightclub in Tel Aviv, Mike's Place, okay? And a bouncer at the door with no gun pushed him out from the vestibule, from the line, pushed the bomber away. He blew up. The bouncer died. I know him a little, friend of a friend. The bomber was named Muhammad Atta. And then there was another Muhammad Atta, blew up on another bus. That was previous to 1997. Muhammad Atta is a fake name for a fake individual. It's what the CIA use for their operational asset, suicide bomber. So how the fuck did Muhammad Atta hijack an airplane in 2001 when his body was in pieces in 1997. Osama bin Laden. There were at least four individuals called Osama bin Laden. I've seen the photographs from the videotapes. What was released to the public. They said, you know, this is Osama bin Laden and he's talking about his jihad. Four individuals. There are four different people. One of these individuals who portrayed Osama bin Laden wore a white turban, tightly bound turban on his head, and a golden yellow robe. And that man, in my opinion, is the same man who portrayed the individual called Barack Hussein Obama, also known as Barry Sotoro, also known as Barry Sobarka, a man with multiple citizenship, the birth certificate that allegedly proved his American citizenship was a Photoshop, was a forgery, and this was proven in a court of law. Bullshit walks. Guys, we've had it. You're not going to do another job. You're not going to do another thing. Like a 9/11, Oklahoma City. You're not going to do another thing. Nope. Your school shooting in Parkland was fake. It was a drill. I saw that video too. Kids had fake blood on them, and they're talking to the camera with fake blood on them. They go, yeah. It was a simulation, and I was looking for a place to hide, and there was no safe place to hide. Yeah, we saw that video. It was a drill. And David Hogg, your spokesman, graduated in 2015 from Redondo Beach High School in California. Stop your bullshit. Shut the fuck up. You're liars. You are liars. You're picking on Alex Jones. You're picking on Donald Trump. You're picking on a lot of people who honestly will just stick a knife in you, you know, and walk away. Just like that. Real talk. We'll kill you and drink a cup of tea. You ain't shit to us. Your life ain't worth shit to us. Actually, life is cheap in general, motherfucker. Do you understand? You stepped on our dicks for the last time. You're actually going to see a violent revolution in America. This worthless swine, this is not a culture. This is not a civilization. This is diarrhea from the anus of Baphomet. You will never rule over us. We will kill you. We'll throw your bodies in unmarked graves. We'll burn them. We'll burn the corpses. We'll burn down your houses. We'll destroy every monument with your name on it. Every street with your name on it. Every single thing. We'll erase your identity. You'll never exist. Your children will be adopted out, given a new religion instead of Satanism. Yeah. Because we are ruled by Satanists in the United States of America. The ruling class is satanic. We're going to kill you. Guantanamo Bay is not, it's too kind. And we don't depend on justice, not military justice or civilian justice. We're going to give you vigilante justice. Your time is up. It's time to die. This has been the Ace of Spades Radio. I am not a coward. I'll back this up with real force. I'm not like you, you cowards. I'm not like you, cowards. Wrong. I'll kill a man as quick as taking a breath. Fuck you.
Rudy don't fear no boys, Rudy don't fear. fear. Rudy, don't fear, no, boys. Rudy, don't fear. Rougher than rough, tougher than tough, strong like lion. We are iron. Rudies are free, yeah, boys. Rudies are free. Rudies are free, yeah, boys. Rudies are free.
What a journey.